With the Oncotype DX assay, about 25% may have a high recurrence score. And in that particular group, those individuals, rather than having a 30% reduction in the risk of recurrence, have a 75% reduction in the risk of recurrence from chemotherapy. And that translates into a 25% absolute improvement in outcome rather than a 3%. So what that tells us is that that specific group is really deriving a great deal of benefit from chemotherapy. At the opposite end of the spectrum, for patients who have a low recurrence score, and that can be defined in different ways, those individuals have a very low risk of systemic or local relapse at 10 years with endocrine therapy alone. And although adding chemotherapy could conceivably reduce their risk of recurrence by 1%, perhaps less, most patients and clinicians would be willing to forego chemotherapy if they knew that the prognosis was so good with endocrine therapy alone. It's the patients who have a mid-range or an intermediate recurrence score that's the problem, because we do know that those patients do have a substantial risk of recurrence that generally exceeds 10% or more, but where it's unclear whether chemotherapy is going to be useful in that population.
What kinds of chemotherapy do you generally utilize in a situation like that, ER-positive, node-negative tumor, and what kinds of chemotherapy do you utilize when the nodes are positive?
That's a good question, because I believe that there has been a tendency within the last few years to tailor the type of chemotherapy we use to the patient's underlying risk of recurrence based on a number of factors, one of which is the fact that more recent data suggests that some of the more modern chemotherapy regimens that we've been using over the last 5 to 10 years that include taxanes that have been shown to benefit women with early stage breast cancer, that much of that benefit is driven by improvements in estrogen receptor negative disease with very modest, if any, improvements in estrogen receptor positive disease. So that made some people recommend sort of a risk-adapted approach of using regimens such as, for example, doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide or CMF for axillary lymph node negative disease, and to use more aggressive taxane-containing combinations for lymph node positive disease.